It's time for Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialists, 1011 16th Street in Greeley. And now, here's Stu Wright.
This week's test car is a 2025 Mazda CX-70, and it's the 3.3T Turbo S Premium Plus top-of-the-line SUV. Mazda makes a CX-90 and a CX-70. They're very similar, but there are some differences I'll get into. This is the 70, CX-70. Special poly-metal gray metallic paint, which is a kind of a blue-looking paint. Very modern, very pretty. Beautiful car. You'll see the photos on my website, stuwright.com. It's got 10 Napa leather, stunning interior. Seats 5 people. Heated and cooled front buckets. And heated rear bench seat. No buckets in the back. No third row. This is a four-door SUV. It weighs 4,849 pounds. The wheelbase is long. This is lanky. 122.8. Length of the car is 200.8 inches, so it's bigger than the competition. Cargo area is a mammoth, holds 40 cubic feet. You can double that if you put the back bench seat down. 21-inch polished alloy wheels on this. They're really gorgeous spoke wheels, and they got 275-45 R21 Falcon radial tires. The interior is two-toned. The dashboard is suede, Alcantara leather, tan. Console-mounted lever-type transmission. Doesn't have buttons or dial. Flatbed phone charger right in the console. Big console. A lot of storage, a lot of room. A lot of cup holders. 12.3-inch multimedia display for your dashboard. Lexus size there, you might remember. We've had bigger, but not much bigger than this. This has got a Bose 12-speaker studio stereo. The outside mirrors are heated and powered. I really enjoy this when I drive these cars. When you get out and you hit the lock on the door with the key fob in your pocket, those mirrors will fold in. Gives you a very visual cue that you're getting the car locked. Leather-wrapped heated steering wheel. All the safety features, radar, cruise control, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto setup. I have an Apple, so I set it up in the dashboard. Surround vision camera. It's got a navigation system. I prefer the one off my Apple CarPlay. Panoramic power tilting and sliding glass moonroof. Big one. Power tailgate, of course, and hands-free operation. Wave your foot underneath and you can open it up. Back to the powertrain. I mentioned 3.3 liter. It's a turbo inline 6. They developed this inline 6 specifically for this vehicle. You don't see many of them nowadays. It's excellent. It's powerful, 340 horsepower. And it's all-wheel drive car with an 8-speed automatic transmission. It is all-wheel drive. All the Mazdas are all-wheel drive that in this series of SUVs, 70s and 90s. Paddle shifters in the dashboard, on the steering column. Torque on this 3.3 liter turbo 6 is 369. Pretty peppy, 0 to 60 in 6.2 seconds. Fuel economy is 28 on the highway, 23 in town. 25 overall rating. It's a mild hybrid. So you get a little electric motor power for getting off the line and to save a tiny bit of gas. It's not a full hybrid. It's just for driving convenience. Fuel tank holds 18.5 gallons. So the range of this Mazda is 518 miles because 28 times 18.5 equals that. This is built in Japan, Hofu, Japan. Quality of a Mazda, I've always thought that you could call them dainty or elegant. They're just nice. And the list price, $57,775. And that's measure it with most of your SUVs, like an M5 BMW or a Hyundai of this size, it's typically that price, $57.75, and I've really enjoyed driving it. Beautiful car with those big tires and the suspension they got in there. It's handles great. The interior is beyond reproach. And the cargo area in the back, since it doesn't have three rows, is huge. Since you don't have a third row seating, you can pull up the cover in the cargo compartment and find extra space underneath. Decent amount of extra space. I give it a thumbs up to the Mazda. Thank you.
Stu's Reviews was brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialist, 353-3401.